You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We've got Jack from Westwoods here over Zoom. How you doing, Jack?
Yeah, not too bad. How you doing?
Yeah, pretty chill. And so for the audience and people of Otipoti, for people who might not have heard of the project before, could you tell us a little bit about your project?
Yeah, so my name is Jack Bromwich. I'm an alternative rock artist based out of Tāmaki. At the moment, we got our debut EP coming out, I think it's like midnight tonight, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
Cool. And so what's Westwoods' kind of sound and style? How long have you guys been around?
Yeah, so Westwoods, we've got like a little small collective going at the moment, I think for the past few months. Yeah, just a few of us just using it as a bit of a label type thing.
Mm.
Yeah, helping each other with my mate Alex and Josh.
Cool.
Which has been super cool.
And then this is your leap away from that into making some solo music. You're releasing your own Jack Bromwich EP, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, so it's going to be super cool, yeah, having that out into the world. It's been a long time coming, which is going to be good.
Cool. And what was it like working on your solo stuff? Did you kind of work on it all exclusively on your own? Did you outsource some stuff for it?
No, so yeah, I kind of would do like the skeletons of each of the songs myself, and then I'd bring it, I got like a backing band, and yeah, they've just been super great to work with, and yeah, it's just been awesome to be able to work collaboratively with them. They really do make it so much more fun to use the process.
Cool. And yeah, so you've been playing like shows around a bit in Tāmaki. Have you been playing live shows as this project as well? You're playing in both projects?
Yeah, so yeah, I'd say mainly Jack Bromwich shows. Mm-hmm. It's been super great to be able to do that, yeah, over the past three-ish years, I'd say. And it's good to get some like a big project out, which has been super good.
Cool. And yeah, I guess for the people of Otipoti, could you talk a bit about what the scene's like up in Tāmaki? Like, what's it been like playing gigs up there? I guess people have heard of, I was talking to you a little bit before the interview, so this is a slightly loaded question because I've already asked you about where you play.
Yeah.
But what's the scene been like playing at, like, I know Double Whammy's, like, something we've heard about a bit up here, but also, you know, there's a whole bunch of cool bands that we see.
I think we're quite blessed to have, I mean, I guess a lot of cities across the Motu as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're blessed to have a lot of really, really great bands.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just quite a concentrated, like, I guess a lot of talent. And yeah, all playing at spaces and like Whammy, Double Whammy has been really great. Seeing shows there. Yeah, it's just really great to see kind of bands really at the pinnacle. And like such a populated space as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you get, like we were talking about before, you know, like people playing at places all across the city at the same time. It's like impossible to get to all of them.
Yeah.
It's like so spread out.
Yeah. Yeah. And I suppose one of the advantages, I mean, it's not the biggest city in the world, but it's the biggest city in New Zealand. You get like a lot more shows on weeknights as well. Like you can make it out to four in a week without, you know, stretching too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, any shows you've been to recently that you particularly enjoyed?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Awning.
Cool.
Yeah, it's their release show. I was in, I think it was like Whammy Main Room, so it was like quite, everyone was really packed in. That was a really good show.
Oh, cool.
And Junk Fest as well this year was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of spread across, I think it was Public Bar, Whammy and Double Whammy.
Cool.
So that was really cool to see, I guess, those spaces that were quite new at the time used like that. So that was really cool to see.
And also, I kind of stumbled my words around Westwoods and your solo and your music at the beginning. So Westwoods is kind of like a collective of artists who are you kind of working as like a distro, as like a record label? Is that the vibe?
Kind of, yeah. We're kind of realized that working, I guess, each individually, we all talk together about our processes, but I think we kind of came together and realized it would be easier if we all helped each other out under a similar name, because like it's my mate Alex, Alex Beatty, and Josh Stewart, I think he's in Charisma Club. We've been using it, and it's been really good working collaboratively, to be able to help each other out and kind of convene together to talk about what's working and what strategies are working, because it's strangely difficult thing like marketing yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I feel like learning how to send an email to a whole bunch of people, and then like also even learning how to like put your own music on RMNZ or APRA and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's all like such a process. But as soon as you've done it like three times, it's really easy to explain to everybody else. But like, there's a tendency for people who don't know about some of that stuff, or when you're like first releasing projects, like, it's so daunting. You have to ask so many people for what the hell you meant to do, and no one has like 100% correct answer. Everyone's like, I think you just fill that out, and I think you just send it to these people. And every time I send it to these people, they respond, or every time I send it to these people, they never respond.
it's definitely a lot easier to just, I think, finding out that it's not, we're not all competing against each other.
Yeah.
It's that's the really nice thing as well, because I guess you can fall into that trap that we're all competing for this one thing, or this, you know, this idea, this or what, something. But working together, you're all going to be able to reach there together.
Yeah. There's that kind of fear in the arts of it being like a zero-sum game, where you're all like have to, you know, there's only so many people who are going to go to a show, so you want to make your show or something. But actually, it's so obvious that as soon as you work with other people, they'll all help you run shows and they'll all help you do things.
Exactly. I think I found that people are like a lot more willing to help you than you initially think.
So for this project, what are your plans and your ambitions for it at the moment? You're putting out an EP at midnight tonight, which is very exciting. And are you playing shows with it? What are your current plans for the future with it?
Yeah. So we got a show in Tamaki 28th of November.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make sure to, you know, we still need to announce it and stuff, but I think after that, it's just going to be kind of calming down a bit from the whole amping up to release something. I think I'm just going to go enjoy summer, I think.
Yeah.
And then we've got a lot of new material, so we're going to come back and work on that, but I think some time away would be nice for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Cool. What's your new material feeling like? Are you moving in directions? Can you already feel that while you've been recording and putting this out?
Yeah, for sure. I think definitely it's a lot of, even the song that, some of the songs in the EP kind of have a different twinge to it to what I've done before. And I think it's become a lot easier writing without trying to fill out some sort of purpose. It's just nice to have write songs and say, oh, you know, it doesn't have to fit some archetypes, like, oh, this is just a song that I wrote and I like it.
Cool. No, that sounds really exciting. And you, we talked about previewing a little track as well, which I'm very excited to put on. I've got the track He Waits Alone. Is that a right to play still?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Cool. Can you give us a bit of a description of this track then?
Yeah, I think it's definitely the biggest indicator, I guess, of what we're writing at the moment, I guess the direction we're going in. I did it with my mates, Alex and Max. It's just a great time. We went at the Lab Studios.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got a lot of kind of different elements, I think, to it. You know, it's got a bit of angry, but it also kind of has strangely, like, not beautiful, but like kind of melancholic moments as well. So it's kind of got a little bit of everything, I guess, on the spectrum.
Cool. And I guess thinking about that with the EP, is that something you approached the EP with? Like, is it, I mean, EPs have the sort of freedom where it can just be a bunch of tracks, like all the track ideas you have, but did you come to it with any like intention about just having X type of tracks, or like having represented different sides of your sounds and stuff like that?
Kind of. We've been working, like, had the idea of an EP for a really long time, and I guess we had the tracks all set out and they kept interchanging. I mean, we had an EP ready nearly, I think, 2 or 3 years ago, and we scrapped it and started again, and then that lineup of songs kept changing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was less intentional, the EP itself, but I think it's reflected okay. I hope it has, but...
Cool. No, that's very exciting. And I'm very keen to give it a hoon as well tomorrow when it's all out.
Yes.
Yeah, well, yeah, appreciate you coming on to have a chat. Is there any other things you wanted to say or talk to the people of Otipoti about the project? Hopefully, I'm sure you can come down here someday.
I would definitely love to. That would be great.
Yeah.
To come down on a bit of a mission.
Mm.
But yeah, no, I'm excited. It's a bit kind of not really processed that it's coming out.
Yeah.
So it's a bit interesting, but yeah, hopefully people like it.
Yeah. Well, you've got a few more hours yet before it's officially come out as well, so you can, you know, revel in your anxiety and then finally release it all.
Yeah. Bittersweet feeling.
Yeah. Nice. Cool. Well, yeah, very nice to meet you, Jack, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, too. Thanks for having me on.
We're going to check on He Waits Alone, and yeah, I'm sure I'll see you around. Thanks, Jack.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, here we go. We got our exclusive preview of He Waits Alone here on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. Very, very excited to hear this. And thanks again, Jack. See ya.
See ya.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.